Wayne, thanks for joining us. When did you first start to think that Percy indeed could be the offender in the Linda Stillwell case?
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, soon after I actually was given the investigation, myself and David Ray, my colleague, commenced looking at persons of interest. It was soon after that we identified that Percy had been identified back in the 60s by my colleagues from the homicide squad back in those days. So really, I've picked up where they've left off. Dave and I then attempted to exculpate Percy. So with cold case investigations, we look at ruling him out. We're unable to do so. So we really started to focus our attentions on Percy. And the more that we focused on him, the more he came into the picture for not only the Stillwell matter, we sort of then decided to branch out and look at others.
What were the sorts of things that made him stand out?
Well, basically, when we looked at, for the Stillwell matter, we focused on a particular witness by the name of Ron Anderson. So there was a piece of paper in the investigation file that simply had the word R. Anderson and a number underneath it, which I identified that as being a police registered number. I went through police museum and archives and identified where Ron was and living at the time. I rang Ron, who was residing up in the Ballarat area at the time. Ron had basically said to me he'd been waiting for that phone call for about 36 years it was at that time. And he said, you probably need to come up and have a chat to me. So I drove to Ballarat that evening. And Ron went through and gave me a very candid blow-by-blow description of a conversation he'd had with Percy at the time of after his arrest in 69. So he really told me about what Percy had said. A lot of what Ron was able to say we could corroborate to a fair degree of certainty with that.
What was really interesting in the case of Ron is that he wasn't a homicide investigator in 69 at the time of Yvonne Tooey.
So Ron was a policeman?
Correct.
He'd actually been a schoolmate of Derek Percy. He was quite a young cop, and homicide, particularly Dick Knight, thought, let's get someone who knows this fella to come in and maybe he'll confide. And that's why Ron was brought in, and Ron started asking questions about a lot of cases like Simon Brooke and so on. And what did Percy say then?
Well, that's exactly right, John. So he put the murders of certainly Simon Brooke to him, and Ron alleges that Percy said that he was driving through the area on the day and went past the railway cutting where the little boy had disappeared. In actual fact, when you look at the geographics and the map where Simon Brooke resided, the family home was right next to a railway cutting in Glebe. And then you looked at the other circumstances to deal with that case, certainly the face fit and other things such as writings where Percy sort of detailed what he intended to do to children. And in fact, Simon Brooke's injuries reflected those writings.
Just to round up, go back, why wasn't Ron Anderson's information acted on 30-odd years ago?
No, it was. So what happened is Ron was put into the cell. Ron then went back out and informed the homicide squad of what had taken place. And the Victoria Police Homicide Squad acted on that information and contacted their colleagues interstate. So that information was passed on. There is a record of it being passed on, and some of it was actioned. So really my investigation just picked up and really pieced together what the original investigators had done. So that, without that great work, we wouldn't have had the result we've had.
Getting back to Linda Stillwell herself, what was the circumstantial evidence that convinced the magistrate, the coroner, Ian West, that it was in fact Percy?
Well, I don't think it was just one piece. It's certainly a circumstantial case. I think we took the approach early on that we really needed to put all of these investigations together to support the Linda Stillwell case. So I approached the then state coroner, Graham Johnson, and sought his guidance and approval to actually put all of the evidence together to support the Stillwell case. The facts surrounding Linda's disappearance really were that Percy's conversation with Anderson, where he said he drove through St Kilda on the day. He said that I possibly could have killed her, I don't remember. Now, that was consistent with what he said with the Yvonne Tooey murder. Then we found some shell touring maps, where Percy had actually traced either the start or the end of a journey through the St Kilda area. One map in particular we found in a storage facility in 2007. Percy actually traces in a road atlas. The only two pages that are marked in that entire atlas are the search area for Linda Stillwell, and he couldn't give me any plausible explanation as to why he would do that. And some of his writings also indicate about going into town abducting a girl between 6 and 10. So,
Wayne, stay with us. When you spoke of the result that you were able to get, and that is that last week a coroner ruled that Derek Percy caused the death of Linda Stillwell, which is important to people such as Linda's mother, Jean Priest, who joins us, Sly.
Jean, thanks for joining us. You told me once that you rang homicide when you moved house just to say who you were and your new number, and they actually couldn't remember Linda's case. That must have been extremely devastating for you.
Yes, it was. I went several times to down to homicide in Russell Street, and they just didn't remember. They didn't know anything about it at all, or didn't seem to, and that still hurts now that she was. They passed over, you know.
So what was it like when you realised that Wayne and the task force Heat was reinvestigating the case?
Oh, it was wonderful. I just burst in tears on the phone to Wayne, and when he rang and told me that we're taking up the case, and I said, I'm not crying because I'm unhappy about it. I'm just so happy. And so he's been absolutely brilliant. All these years.
And last week, after all this time, you finally got a result with the coroner saying that Percy indeed was the offender.
Yes, yes, that meant a lot. Apart from finding her remains, it was the best thing that we could hear.
Jean, that's from 46 years ago. We thank you so much for speaking to us, and you've got a very proud Wayne sitting here on the other end of the line. Jean, thank you.
Thank you.
Jean Priest, mother of Linda Stillwell.
What was it like? You do all the investigation, that's great, but you actually got to front the bloke. When did you first see Percy?
I think it was in mid to late 2004. Myself and Mark Colbert, I believe it was, we drove up to Ararat Prison to speak to Percy. At that stage, he was housed up there, just to, I suppose, introduce ourselves, let him know that we're reinvestigating not only the Stillwell matters, but other matters in general.
We're going to a break now, but were you there when Percy died?
No. He died in the lead-up. I was probably about some 8 hours prior to his passing.
Would you mind staying around and telling us about that? Because that must have been incredible. Detective Senior Sergeant Wayne Newman, special guest of Sly of the Underworld today. Detective Senior Sergeant Wayne Newman, on account of the fact that it was his work that led a coroner last week to rule that Derek Percy had caused the death of Linda Stillwell in 1968.
In 2004, when you interviewed him, he had a pretty comfortable life playing cricket and collecting his stamps, but he became more and more exposed, and in 2013 he was diagnosed with terminal cancer, and you visited him virtually every day for how long?
Right up until the day he died, John. I was notified about the 24th of June that in fact he had cancer. I was flying out overseas that night for holidays and arranged for Ron Idles to go out and visit Percy, and when I got back I spoke to the Deputy State Coroner, and we put in a strategy as to how we're going to then capture as much information as possible from Percy. And that, coincidentally, that afternoon, Percy was actually rushed to St. Augustine's at St. Vincent's, and where he had pneumonia. His prognosis then was quite dire.
We're running up to news here, Wayne, but that was a view to getting a deathbed confession, which never came?
That's right. So he didn't confess to that. He started to make partial admissions to some odd behaviours that witnesses had said that he exhibited in his younger teenage years.
Well, of those 8 murders, which ones do you think he did?
Well, obviously, I think with Wanda Beach is one that he is a strong suspect for. The Beaumonts, certainly he just remains a person of interest. Linda Stillwell, no doubt. Simon Brooke, no doubt. And, of course, Yvonne Tuwick.
Congratulations on your work, Wayne.
Thank you.
And we know that the coroner singled you out as well at the time, delivering his judgment. And thank you, Sly.